USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
U.S. military officials and the FBI are working to screen all of the National Guard troops being deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Around 25,000 troops will be on hand as security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol after the breach of the Capitol building 2 weeks ago. Officials say they don't have any specific intelligence that there are any inside threats, but are taking the extra steps to ensure that the inauguration is a safe event. Senator Ben Cardin says heightened security is a step towards protecting our democracy. The Maryland Democrat tells MSNBC that taking some extra precautions is the right thing to do.
I think they're taking every conceivable precaution to make sure that January 20th is a safe day for our country and for our democracy. So they're taking extra precautions. As you said, there's no specific risk of anyone in the National Guard being compromised, but it's the right thing to do. Safety has to be our first priority.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump has rescinded COVID-related travel bans first enacted early last year. The bans had kept out most non-U.S. citizens who were arriving from Brazil and most of Europe, but will be lifted on January 26th. That's the same day a CDC order comes into effect requiring travelers to show proof of a negative COVID test to enter the U.S. And First Lady Melania Trump released a farewell video Monday, thanking the American people for their support.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as First Lady of the United States. I have been inspired by incredible Americans across our country who lift up our communities through their kindness and courage, goodness and grace. The past 4 years have been unforgettable. As Donald and I conclude our time in the White House, I think of all of the people I have taken home in my heart and their incredible stories of love, patriotism, and determination.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A caravan of migrants from Honduras has been stopped in Guatemala by police and soldiers blocking a rural highway. Several thousand people left Honduras last week heading for the U.S. southern border, only to be stopped over the weekend. Guatemalan security forces have managed to thin the crowds as some of the migrants have agreed to be transported back to Honduras. Mark Morgan, the acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, says this caravan is a sign of things to come under President-elect Joe Biden's loosening of the country's immigration policy. He tells Fox News that drug and human traffickers were also listening to Biden's campaign promises regarding immigration reform.
For over a year, the Biden administration, the campaign, has been very, very clear that they're going to undo everything that President Trump did and basically open the borders. And look, the migrants, the cartels, and human smuggling organizations, they listen. And so we anticipated this. We predicted exactly what's happened. Thousands and thousands of individuals in a caravan now already broke through the Honduran-Guatemalan border, halfway through Guatemala on the way to the United States. We knew this was going to happen.
And the University of Tennessee will reportedly fire head football coach Jeremy Pruitt on Tuesday. Pruitt and the football program have been the target of NCAA investigations into potential recruiting violations. The university says that the information given to them indicates a number of serious rules violations and that immediate action needed to be taken. The school has also sent letters of termination to two assistant coaches and six other staff members identified in the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.